Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm
hustling. Baby Vegas!
Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you ready?
Welcome to Las Vegas, baby. Taking over.
Miss Heyman.
Mr. Vegas. You are Mr. Las Vegas.
I give it every fucking thing. They want me to.
TBV presents a Ring Walk with Danny.
Ring Walk Danny.
Daniel. Owen Bama. Only in America.
Because I fight for the people. I go for you and you and you. All these beautiful kids this year.
We turn a TBV into the hot 9-7 of boxing. Keep talking some
bait. You already know if it's a big fight, I'm pulling out. Chicago, we in here.
My.
From the cotton fields of Alabama to the casinos of Las Vegas. Mama, I made it.
Rooftop! We up early, baby. The grind don't stop. Gilly the Kid ain't gonna be the only one around here doing big shit.
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny. This message was brought to you by SBS Promotions.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, and we're here to discuss Regis Progre, Jose Ramirez, title shots, purse bids, purse splits, turning down fights, and the infamous 45-45% split with 10% to the winner. Something we've seen, talked about. It was done once upon a time. So, you know, maybe we can see that happen again, but what up, Ringwalk? What's going on?
What up? Buenos dias. Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good, bro. I'm good. Cannot complain. Yeah, man, ready to talk some boxing.
Nah, for sure, Tim, for sure. Man, this one got me stirred up a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Stirred up? Why?
Oh, yeah. You know, because there's been a lot of opinions on whether or not Ramirez ducked Regis on whether or not, you know, Rick is putting his fighter in the best position. So there's been a lot of
Where are you finding these opinions at? Awesome. Can you pull some up, or is it Twitter?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Because I'm pretty sure that Rick Merrigan had a back and forth with the manager, right?
Yes.
Of Regis.
And this is, you know, obviously just people in the comments. Lalo's Boxing put out a post.
What he say? Because I'm sure he's pro-Mexican and feels that Ramirez deserves more.
So it was a screenshot of a tweet he put out that says 65-35 is a joke for Jose Ramirez because he brings the network, the viewers, and the fans.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to Regis, but in his last fight, the arena was more than halfway empty. Facts. I was there. Make it make sense and put more respect on Jose Ramirez's name.
But that's what I'm saying. See, and this is the misconception, right? What Jose brings to the table has nothing to do with the split at all. And on top of that, Jose already petitioned. He already went behind Regis's back. He didn't notify Regis that he was trying to do this ridiculous. First of all, he was not trying to do this. He wanted better than this 45-45. But this was this is the other option. 45 each, 10% to the winner. So he's disrespecting Regis. He's like, you're not a champ. You won the belt. It doesn't matter to me.
So,
and that's crazy. That's crazy because let me tell you, he had an opportunity to win this belt. He chose to get married. Now he's complaining that we're complaining because he chose to get married. No, you wanted to get married. Cool. You said in his live, he said like, oh, you know, I told my wife we would get married. We were engaged for 3 years. It was overdue. I had to do it. Cool. And that's why you're not the fucking champion. That's why you're getting 35%. So respect that.
So I commented, I said, he could have chose to petition a bigger split. And if he's a higher earning fighter, he could have got that split changed. Both Fury and Stevenson.
No, but he did petition.
Hold on. So this was before this was made public. I commented this 24 hours ago. I said, both Fury and Stevenson, one as the champ and one as a challenger, did this successfully in recent memory. Did Ramirez or his team do this, or did they straight turn down the fight? Question mark. And then I said, and as far as selling tickets, you can't have Ramirez fighting Regis in New Orleans. It do bad ticket sales, and then you blame Ramirez. Carson was for the pay to the sell. Let's be for real. So then after time went on and now he made, you know, some tweets and things like that. So some information was made known to me as the day and the evening and night went on. But yeah, bro,
what information exactly?
So the position, right? What's that about? What was their petition?
He petitioned to the WBC to get this 45-45, 10% to the winner. And they said no. They said no. 65% to the champion, 35% to the challenger. And he's like, bro, I want this fight, but I'm not going to fight for peanuts. I have a 1.5 mandatory minimum. Cool. Cool, let's go to purse bid. Let your promoter bid enough to pay me that 35%. They not. So Ramirez's counter is, excuse me, his counter is, well, I bring the network. Cool. Again, let's go to purse bid. Why you out here acting like you ESPN? You a fighter. I bring the network. You don't even know what Top Rank is going to bid. Last I checked, they only bid $1 million for the last Regis fight with Cepeda.
They would have to bid 4.3, basically, for Ramirez to get his 1.5 on that 65-35. Look,
so wait, because I know there's a lot of people that fell for his story, and it's a true story. When he fought Amir Imani, he says he got paid $125,000 for that title fight. Okay, I think that's comparable. Areola got $130,000 for a title fight with Wilder. The problem is Areola's underpaid. Areola's a heavyweight. But Areola came in on short notice, I believe. I'm not really sure. But he on paper, I think he got like 130. We all know that ain't true. But cool, Ramirez is saying, I only made 125 for Amir Iman. Ellie, he says to Ellie, I just start making almost or under $1 million since 2018. Cool. So then why your promoter out here showing his ass talking about how big of a draw you is if you are on the other end on a live saying basically you underpaid? So which one is it? Is you a draw and you bring more money and tickets than Ramirez, than Regis, or you underpaid? Because if you selling out 50, I seen the tweet. His promoter's like, Regis, let's be real. You could fight for $450,000 versus a nobody, or you could fight in a sold out crowd, $15,000 on ES, blah, blah, blah. Cool. So what does that $15,000 mean? Can we pull up some gates? I don't know if you're too tired, but like, he always sells $15,000. Let's find out how much these tickets cost, because I guarantee you that $15,000 ain't bringing in the money that they trying to insinuate. Like, stop acting like this dude's this big-ass draw, but he on a live with Ellie saying he barely making under $1 million since 2018. And he keeps repeating, I've been sacrificing. I've been sacrificing. So that's something you got to take up with your promoter, which he shows he's disgruntled on that live. He's like, I got a couple of more fights with Top Rank, and honestly, I can't make 140 no more. I can't be here forever. I need welterweights. So he's showing he disgruntled. So this argument isn't with Regis. This is with his promoter. This is with his promoter. He shouldn't be mad at Regis in the WBC. Be mad at your promoter that you're not getting what you think you deserve. And that's that, you know? I think he should show face, take the fight, because you chose not to fight for the belt, and you chose to go ahead and, you know, get married, and everybody respects that. And he kept repeating that, like, oh, nobody want to respect that. He said, I'm a God-fearing man. I made a promise to my wife. Cool. But that's why you're in this situation, Papa. You got to understand that if you would have took your leverage of being the first one to fight, you could have possibly won. You know, so it's easy. You chose, you know, your family, and nobody's mad at you. Nobody's mad at you, but then don't get mad at the situation. So that being said, fuck it. Tio's next on the list. Move on, Regis. Move on, Regis. You know what I'm saying? If Ramirez don't want to take the split, move on, Regis. Simple. Simple. I feel.
So I'm sorry, Temp. I'm over here trying to get you an answer on, you know, ticket sale. I can't find anything. Okay, here we go. So, yes. So, I'm seeing attendance, but not ticket sales. But, against Zepeda, he drew 14,000.
Mm-hmm. How much was that gate, though?
That, it doesn't say. And on ESPN for that fight.
See, that's what we need, though. Because Tank drawing 15,000, they giving you numbers. Ellerby was out here bragging. People talk about Tank and his gate all the time. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. If my man is doing 15,000, why he ain't on that Tank level? These tickets is going for $10, man.
I mean,
it's in the valley. Just keep Googling. There's no way you can't find ticket prices. You know, put a fight, any fight that he had out there, and put ticket price. I'm sure old articles going to come up. Shit like $10, bro. You know? Yeah, 15,000 people. Where is that, though?
Fresno.
You know?
So,
is anybody going to come see Regis all the way over there? How far is that?
Yeah, they definitely going, yeah, I mean, most expensive ticket, $150.
Border Wars have $500 tables, and that's no disrespect.
Let me tell you something.
Border Wars have $500 tables, man.
The day of, Tank Rowley.
So what is we talking about? Fuck that. Let's do more math.
Day of Tank
Rowley.
They playing
games.
Hold on,
No.
Listen.
They didn't want to disrespect.
Bro,
they always want to do that.
You disrespect too, so what the fuck you
talking
about?
Nah, because, bro, it's crazy. Like, you know, 150 times 15,000, 2 million, 2.2. So, you know, you got guys like Lalo talking about, oh, he's a draw. Bro, what the fuck is that? Yeah, that's a little bit more money that we could add or split,
But that's not even...
But that's not, like, come on, man. Wild the fucking Fury made 18, 17, 9. You know Tank is making what? Like, pull up Tank Rowley, Barclays. Now, get the fuck out of here with your 1,500 tickets, man. Talking that bullshit again. You know, wordsmiths. You motherfuckers is wordsmiths. I see you on Twitter. This is the talking slick. But you can't fool everybody. 15,000 tickets at $150. Who gives a motherfucking flying fuck? It's bullshit, bro. Move on. Let's fight Tio. That's all I'm saying. You don't want to fight him. Let's fight Tio. Because you disrespecting Regis. So he went through the fight. He took the split the WBC gave. He fought in the vacant title fight. He followed the fucking rules. Now you want him to say that you deserve 50%. Because that's what he's saying. 45-45 is 50. We both get the same amount, and whoever wins gets an extra 10.
So, okay.
It's hilarious, bro.
So this is the, this is the live gate for, what fight is this? Hold on. Live
gate. I wanted him to find Tank Rowley so you could see.
Hold on. No, this is for Ramirez. I'm trying to
see. No, I know, but that's why I wanted Tank Rowley so you could see what a gate is, man. And they 5 pounds under.
So it was March 4th.
Look, Ramirez last gate with Cepeda. I got the receipts. Yo,
so
shout out to the community.
So
dude.
This is for Cepeda.
Look at this Twitter, exposing boxing myths. So my man is out here purposely trying to expose boxing myths. Check this out. Sold 3,000.
$3,900.
Sold 3,000, comps 2,839. So you damn near gave away just as many as they bought.
About 1,000 off.
You know what I mean? Gate, 300,000. Not the 2 million we just did math on. Look. And they got the receipts right here. Right from Fresno. Right from the athletic commission. So, you know, we out here and we talking this craziness. And truth is.
And that's not even
what
they.
None of that matters.
That's not even what they net. They net 290.
None of that matters. You know what I'm saying? All the hoopla you talking, what you really do is swerving. Swerving. Because listen, let's be real. How long have we been waiting for this fight? Because people might be like, yo, that's what's up? Like, why are you so aggravated? Why are you gangbanging on bacon early in the morning? Well, weren't we supposed to get this shit a long time ago and Rick was out here talking that slick, funny A-side shit then? So now you take a loss, the man's champ, and you still on some A-side shit. Bruh, what do you mean I'm contradicting myself? Little free chatter Ronnie Reyes? You cannot compare. That's why I told you, bring up Tank Rowley, please. You cannot compare Tank to Ramirez. We just showed you. $300,000 gate worth of tickets. Tank is bringing in millions, millions, millions of dollars. Don't compare him. You getting timed out. I'm looking for your ass. Can I get him or I got him? Fuck out of here. You can't just say stupid shit. Bye. You on time. And I don't know what's up with Twitter Spaces. It should say it's open, man. It should say it's open, but it ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, so Tank Rowley
it
did 4.4, damn near 4.5 million dollar gate.
There you go. Meanwhile, Ramirez did less than 10%. 16, of that.
16,200.
Now, cool. What was Regis' biggest fight? He got a New Orleans fight with Top Rank, didn't he?
Yes.
Who he fought? Was that Tyrone McKenna? Come on, Almanac, you slipping.
I ain't slipping, bro.
Call him slipping.
Nah, champ.
We gonna find out his gate now. Let's see. Because, yo, Ward was a draw in the Bay. Fernando Guerrero, who you forgot was a draw in Salisbury, Maryland. Motherfucker, Andre sold tickets in Providence. Put anyone in their hometown and anyone going to be a sellout. Just simple. Simple.
Trying to get that information for you, champ. Shout out to UK Rob and the Clutch pulling through with these numbers.
Man, I swear, I don't know what's up with this Twitter space, bro. Shit won't start. I've scheduled it. I've tried to go immediate live. It's just trash. No.
Let's see. That was a minute ago. So Regis ain't fought at home since Terry Flanagan.
That's the New Orleans one on top,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess it was top rank. That was New Orleans. Gee.
So we just having them pull up some numbers so we could comp, you know, have a comparable with Regis and Cepeda. I mean, Ramirez. Check him out. Easiness. Regis is your man, so everything you say is not gold. Bruh, you bugging. Regis ain't been on this show in how long? Like, my man? Because what? Because you think I'm defending him? You dudes are weirdos, man.
Yeah, I can't find anything on Regis, champ.
I don't even... You need to use, like, spell check or, like, autocorrect, because what you said, none of this makes sense. I'm not even going to read it out loud. Damn, Rob can't find the gate either. Shit.
Yeah, that shit was a minute ago. Champ.
That's the one we need. That's the one we need, man. Because that's the comparable, you know? That's the comparable. But the bottom line is, I say we move on. He already turned it down. Our job is just to report to our audience that he did turn it down. The rest of the story...
Has Regis said that he's like...
Bro, you know what? Regis, I hope he didn't, you know, I hope he didn't mean it, but like when Ramirez first asked him, like, yo, let's do 45, he's like, I'll do it. I just want to fight, bro. And then Ramirez like, yeah, let's do it, bro, because, you know, I can't be fighting for that, whatever. And he's like, I got a minimum 1.5. So then Regis like, yo, but bro, why you ain't just following the rules? I ain't put that split. That's the WBC. He's like, yeah, bro, but, you know, I get 1.5, bro. And he's like, but when you was the champ, like, that was the rules. Now I'm the champ. That's the rules. And they want to swerve around that.
Yeah.
They want to swerve around that. And you want to bring up Canelo's and Tank, but you can't. You got to bring up dudes that are comparable with these amount of ticket sales and what they cost, bro. You know, because just because you out here doing a toy tot drive or a food can drive, I've seen Canelo do it all. Golden Boy is innovative. I've been doing this shit far too long. Nigga, you want a free ticket in Texas? Bring a can. Bring some SpaghettiOs. Bring beefaroni. And I'm dead ass serious if you think I'm lying. Fucking Google it.
Liam
Find
Smith.
The articles, man. Don't play with me. So you broke records because I had to bring a fucking $1.99. Maybe it costs $2.69.
Wrong fight, champ. Thinking of the
whoever used SpaghettiOs as a trade off to get a boxing ticket, and you did 50 or 40 or 20. Tell the truth. You understand? Because we could do that shit too. I'll give everybody a fucking can of Coca-Cola. Let them go all sugar crazy. You know? It's just a bunch of bullshit. The politics is ridiculous. I say we move on. We let T.O. get his shot and see if T.O. going to avoid the shot.
Somebody in the pre-pro, we got UK Rob in the pre-pro, said, meanwhile, Chocolatito Estrada did a $500,000 gate with only 6,000 tickets sold.
$500,000. Damn, them tickets. Eddie know how to price them tickets. Mother of God. I mean, remember the motherfucking stage front tickets we was doing was $850.
And we knew.
Not $150. We said $850.
And we knew four people just in the community that got some. So,
word.
Yes, indeed. We got a $5 super chat from Leonard Sterling, but before him, we got a $2 from my man. What was that? Not a super chat? Okay.
So just keep that in mind. Jose Ramirez sold 14,000 tickets, comp 3,000, and made $300,000. Chocolatito from the same Twitter that we just shared. So he ain't hating.
And
the hate is for everybody.
And these are all state athletic commission reports.
So the same Twitter account exposing the boxing myths, 6,000 tickets, 445,000, damn near half a mil. So come on. And it's not even a question that, you know, and that's a good manager. Rick, when you hear this, I'm not hating on you. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You the Eddie Hearn of managers. You're vocal. You know, you can articulate yourself, and you're defending your fighter slash protecting. We can move on. Let's fight T.O. Let's put T.O. to the gun. Do you really want to fight?
Does Top Rank feel that T.O.'s ready? He's had two fights at 140.
And you know what else we put to the test? Is Bob working with Probellum or not? Because Ramirez was using that, which is a double standard. How you going to tell Regis, well, you know my promoter don't even deal with you. He don't deal with Probellum. So then how you want me to take your split? All of a sudden he's going to deal with Probellum because I negotiated with Regis, and I'm going to come to him and say, Bob, look, I got him to say 45 with the 10 on top. Can you do it for me, sir? The fuck? Like, why would Bob give a fuck? I just don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm overstepping. Rick and the powers that be will see it and say, oh, look at this guy. But the numbers ain't that enough.
What about 40? What if they meet in the middle? The WBC, I'm just saying if Regis...
WBC already said no. So if the WBC...
To the 45.
And that's what I'm saying. They could have came back and counted and said, look, we'll do 60-40. And bump them from 35 up. They didn't. Move on. You
yeah,
mad?
It.
You mad? Move on.
Smoothie, man. $2.
Move
super
on.
Set. Do you think Regis can be Tank at 140?
I mean, I don't know, bro. Tank got to get at 140, you know, outside that top rank, man. Give me some, like, who is at 140 on outside that PBC? Because, like, at 140, who they got? I don't want to see him fight Elvis. Who else they got?
At 140?
Yeah.
Broly.
I don't want to see him fight that again. Like, you know what I mean?
Gary Antoine Russell.
Don't want to see that. That ain't there for me yet. People like Antoine, and I get it, but that ain't there for me yet. He not there for me yet. The fact that he was about to fight Puello on the mandate, I'm like, and cool, granted, Puello wasn't there and got there, so I get it. But, I mean, Antoine beat Bartholomew, that's it? Like, this is what it could... I mean,
Postal.
Bro.
Postal.
Okay, yeah. Postal's a great win. He's always a tough fight. He's always a tough fight.
$5 super chat from Leonard Sterling that said, Ramirez versus Zepeda 2019, 14,000 in attendance, 13,500 sold, and 750 comps. Gate was $187,000. The reality is Ramirez's gates are low because his ticket prices are low.
Exactly. And that is my point. Like, you on Twitter singing and dancing that you're selling 15,000, but that's a facade. Tell the people the truth. Yes, 15,000 people there because the tickets is nothing. They're not. Come on, bro. Like, the most expensive ticket is 150. How many expensive tickets could you fit around the ring?
120.
Look at that, 120. So how many can you literally fit around the ring? You can't. So those 120, that supply, that's low. The rest, like $35, $25 or less. Nosebleeds, probably $250. Bring a Lucy, you get in for free. Now I'm fucking with you, Jose. I'm fucking with you.
I think the cheapest was like $35.
Yo, I ain't even going to front, too. How I'm going to handle this, man? Ellie needs to stop. Like, these dudes is talking about negotiations, and Ellie's like, hey, Jose, hey, is it true? Yeah, tell the people, right? Like, if you had to put a number on it, like, how much money do you donate? Like, you trying to pander to the audience to build him up and make him this nice guy. This about negotiations. You trying to sway the fucking audience and get Jose some extra followers. Oh, wow, he's donated so much to all these, you know, foundations. Yeah. He's right. He deserves 45. Like, that shit ain't right, man. Stay fucking neutral, B. Stay neutral, man. Y'all out here. It's crazy, man, because I don't really like disrespecting dudes. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus Christ, we grown as men, man. Like, y'all got to stop how y'all acting on the, like, that shit is crazy. You know, you can't be clinging off dudes. They not even your family. They not even your relatives. You getting no Christmas gifts. None.
Nah, they might.
Fuck out of here.
Bro,
yeah, the bonus off the views. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to stop.
Bob 13, $2 Super Chat says, Ness speaking big facts this morning.
Shit, bananas, bro. Listen, that's why I get on my little show. I say my little shit.
Damn, bro.
I ain't got to go in nobody's face and ask nobody for shit. I ain't got to lie to you and say that I fake like you. I don't got to fake say you a fake star because you fake sold 15,000 tickets. I don't do that fake shit. Shit crazy as hell. It's so weird.
$5 Super Chat from A-Obes says, you ducked the vacant? Then the champ agreed to give you more split. You still crying? Regis can't catch a break.
This is weird, man. And it's just sad that the audience is split. Like, how are we split as a people, as a boxing community on this? Like, the fact that you got the biggest page in boxing saying unfair.
No. That's Fight Hub, champ. Fight Hub got like 1 point whatever.
No, Lalo self-proclaimed the biggest page in boxing.
Oh.
That's his tagline. So you out here fronting. Like, why you fronting? Like, tell the truth. Yeah, remember, as you do sell 15,000, but like, you know, it's $300,000. You know, so yeah, it's going to be more people cheering for Ramirez, but do it really matter in the grand scheme of things?
$10 Super Chat this morning from Optimus Prime that says, that Ellie voice was spot on, crying laughing emoji.
Smoothie Man says, do you think Regis can beat Tank? We said that.
Yeah, I've read all the Super Chats.
Leonard Sterling?
All the bones.
Shout out to Leonard, man. You've been around for a minute. Good to
Bro,
see you back.
I forget who the fuck it was sent me a DM yesterday on Instagram, and I click on their page. You know, and they got like boxing pictures and shit. So I scroll through their page, you feel me? Bro, they got a picture on their IG, posted on their IG in 2013, wearing a TBV shirt.
Mm.
It's crazy. LDBC's Most Wanted says, $5 Super Chat. I went to Ramirez versus Pedraza and paid $150 each for me and the wife. We were not anywhere near the floor. It's not easy getting 14,000 to attend.
You just said y'all paid $150. How is that not easy? You went to see Jose Ramirez. Was he former? Was he current? Unified? Two-time champ? Like, what are we talking about versus Cepeda, who was steamrolling? And Jose arguably lost that fight. Ain't that the fight?
Yeah, that's one of them.
So how hard is it to get people to come out to a good fight?
And, champ, not questioning what you pay. We're just reporting what, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how he paid that. Look at this screen shit.
Well, no. We're just reporting. He easily could have bought that resale, you know what I'm saying, if he wanted a better seat, whatever. We just reporting what face value tickets were when tickets went on sale for that. You know what I'm saying? So
how do I move this over? I'm going to have to move it from here. Look at this. Sold 394, exempt 289. Look at the admission price. Do it slide over? Come on, slide over. $45.91, B. This from Top Rank, man.
Yeah, that's the average price, right?
Come on, bruv. Let's just stop, man.
Oscar,
let's just make fight. How about that?
Oscar, $2 Super Chat says, it's the valley, bro. Money comes from agriculture work. Bro, we not knocking it at all. We just saying, you know, yeah, you talking about how many people are in attendance,
how much money
does that bring?
See, and that's what I'm saying about the Ellie interview. Here they go again. That right there, Ellie's ploy. You feel me? Him saying, yo, it's the valley, it's agricultural. Don't nobody give a fuck about that. Y'all brought that shit up when y'all brought up the 15,000 tickets. We don't give a fuck. We just want the challenger to take what he was given by the sanctioning body. But now, because it's not in favor of the Mexican, we got pro-Mexican sites saying that the challenger doesn't deserve his split. Even though he already did what he's supposed to do, which is go through the sanctioning body and petition, like Daniel Jacobs. It's not Regis' fault that he was denied. That's Jose's problem to deal with. But I don't know.
Nino Brown, $2 super chat, says $150? Laughing my ass off, man. Stop capping.
Yeah, man. Just don't make sense.
Damn.
Yeah, right.
Yo.
Oh, hilarious.
Damn, I must have missed Brandon's comment.
What?
Nah, I don't know, champ. Because somebody, boxing pound for pound, Jack responded, but I ain't see.
So Brandon is saying that Regis had poor attendance is all that he could found reported for the World Boxing Super Series in the Lakefront Arena in October.
Regardless, yo, when Jose turned the fight down because he already had his wedding, you know what I'm saying? Weddings are expensive, bro. So it's like when he did hold on, listen. When he did that, in my head, it's like, yo, I ain't mad at you because you probably got 100,000 plus invested into, you know, the festivities and everything. Cool. That being said, when he turned it down then because of the wedding, he knew what the split was going to be when he got his opportunity against the champ, whether that had been Cepeda or whether that was going to be Regis. So it was like you knew many months ago you was going to get 65-35 turning that fight down. So being a God-fearing man and you wanted to keep your word, you did that. You know, that was a sacrifice that you made and a sacrifice that cost you 15%.
And that's what I've been saying.
Had you fought for a vacant, you would have got that 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm not mad that he
Which
didn't.
Is crazy, right? Because what Regis is entitled to as a vacant title challenger and now champion is two back-to-back mandatories. So he's entitled to two back-to-back higher splits. So you telling me everybody just going to be mad? Like, nah, you ain't no ticket draw. You don't deserve more than me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true because it's like, Regis is following the rules, making his two mandatories from winning a vacant. So
and that's
because,
what he told
because,
Ramirez
because,
to his face,
because
man.
He's following the rules, you can't fuck him over on his pockets. Like, he still got to feed his family. He worked his way to be world champion. He earned that 65%, you know.
Ramirez is not happy, let me tell you. Anybody that wants to go see Ellie's live, I'm sure he still has it up. He's not happy. He's ready to go to welterweight, and he feels that there are no welterweights, you know. The only fights I think that he's willing to entertain is T.O. and Barboza at 140, but he wants to move up. He wants to move up. Did you get to Nino Brown who said he calling Cass?
Yes. Drew, $10 super chat, says, Ramirez manager doing damage control on Twitter. I said you care about fighter safety, but don't care that Comey was punched drunk against Loma. Him versus Jose is a mismatch. It's not fair or competitive.
Yeah, I don't know that I think it's not competitive. What about you? What are your thoughts? You think that's, like, not competitive?
What's the last we've seen of Comey? Was it Loma?
Probably.
I don't know, bro. We ain't seen Jose in a while either, so.
And he going to be coming back off a nice long layoff off of getting married, eating cake, all that good shit.
Yeah, he ain't fought since February of this year, so...
You know, Comey ain't no tune-up. Respect to Jose for even taking it.
You know, yeah, man, let them get in. See what happens. I don't really have an issue with the fight, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, Twitter Spaces finally worked. I guess that's the thing. Whenever you get that stupid music, it means it's working. By suit, I be.
Hey, oh, $2 super chat says forget the ticket. Do you want this belt?
Word. Most prestigious belt. Acting like it's not. But that's okay. That's what I'm saying. No, it seems like people don't even care. Like, truthfully, I'm like, let's move on. What about Tio? Where we at with that? Do we think Tio takes it? Do we think Bob now is more interested, even though he did say you got to favor Regis? You remember that, right? He literally just said that. He said you got to favor Regis.
Who said
that? Bob Arum.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Arum, bro.
The Bob father.
But listen, you can call in using Twitter Spaces, using Atlanta
1-5. Bob, let me tell you, it made me smile in my heart to see him tweet, even though I'm sure it wasn't him, I'm sure it was like his assistant or somebody, but it made me happy to see the tweet of a positive conversation between the Bob father and, you know, the undisputed lightweight champion of the world, Devin Haney, and his manager and trainer, Bill Haney. You know, that made me feel warm inside, you know. And then
warm inside.
It did. And then later that day, you see Devin posting in the gym. So, you know, to me, that says before Ramadan, the champ got the respect that he deserved, just like Regis is looking for the respect that he's earned, deserved, you know.
Uh-oh. It's another one. Is this the same one? Someone sent me one for Pedraza. Oh, no, that is it, right? Save Mart. Yeah, that was it. So we're taking callers on Discord, on Twitter Spaces, and our landline, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1, one time to voice your opinion. Request to speak on Twitter. Looks like we got Big Boss Nano. What up?
Yo, you can hear me?
Perfect.
Bet. Yo, this is Reggie from San Bernardino. But like I was saying, dude need to stop lying about them Ramirez tickets, talking about he paid $150. He wasn't even close to it. I was like, bro, that don't even sound like no high price, because I'm finna go to the tank fight in D.C. I'm paying $100 for my seats, but I'm all the way at the top for the nosebleeds, like very, very top. Anything other than that, like anything under, I'm paying $400 for,
bro,
$500, $600, $1,000, and get down there on the floor.
And let me tell you that you got a good deal, right?
Because, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I went ahead and paid
Rowley,
the $100 for the
nose. When Tank fought Rowley, you know, I had a little John come in town, boom, last minute, get a ticket to the fight day of, bro. Shit was $250 up top.
I'm trying to tell, and I'm going my round
trip. She was like 100 feet above the Barclay Center scoreboard. I ain't even
she
know.
She was watching the monitor. She wasn't even looking at the
bro.
Fight.
No, and the
I'm
thing
trying
was,
to tell, that's
from
I'm
the
going.
Video she got from her seat, it looked like she couldn't even see the whole fucking monitor.
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy. I'm already knowing it's gonna be crazy in DC. I'm only going because of the card, but. Like, I was going to talk about that T.O. situation. I don't even think T.O. going to take that fight with Regis, because I think it'll break T.O. if he lose, man. You feel me? He already going down. He trying to play it off like he said that in the ring on purpose and all that, man. T.O. mind all messed up right now. If he take another loss, I think bruh be done. So I think he going to stay away from there. But that's all I had to say, man.
All right, champ, don't forget to go ahead and retweet the space so more people know we rocking out live. We are rocking on Discord, Twitter Spaces, and you can dial us up, 1-425-569-5241. The number is in the live chat here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We got Ari Boxing. What up?
What's happening, guys? Good morning.
Buenos
Listen,
dias.
I just want to say I just want to say shout out to y'all for not falling for the okie doke that Ramirez's team was trying to pull in with the bullshit story written by Mike Coppingers and the damage control that Rick Merrigan is doing on Twitter.
Wait. What Coppingers said? Oh, man, I didn't read the story. What he wrote?
Well, he wrote a whole article of Ramirez passing up on the fight. I don't know if you read it.
Okay, but
so
what,
it's pretty
but,
much.
But you're saying damage control. What, like, how is he? What is he writing in favor of Ramirez?
No. So basically, he wrote an article saying that Ramirez passed up on the fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was no offer. You know, like he didn't write that there was never an offer, right? They immediately went to purse bid without even trying to negotiate, and it was pretty much. The same thing that the talking points that Ramirez was saying, like, oh, Babam don't work with ProBellum, or all these talking points, it was like the same thing that Mike Coppingers wrote on the article. So it was like, it's the same shit. Like, they're just regurgitating the same information, pretty much.
Hmm.
And it is pretty clear, in my opinion, it's pretty clear that Mike Coppingers wrote what they kind of just gave him, right? Where they fed him.
I mean, you got to think about it. Obviously, Ramirez being the top ranked fighter with ESPN, who happens to employ Michael Coppingers. So
I agree 100%. But that's what I'm saying. Like, journalists are supposed to be neutral and report the news, not just take a side. You get what I'm saying? But here's the thing, right? If Ramirez's team, I'm not even blaming Ramirez particular. I'm blaming his manager and his team. If they were serious about taking the fight, how come you already have a fight lined up with Richard Coleman? You get what I'm saying? Why did they ask for the fight to be sent immediately to purse bid without even negotiating first? So that tells me they're not interested in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just wanted to say, man, shout out to y'all. You're not falling for the bullshit. I agree with what you guys are saying, man. It's like, you know, if you don't want the fight, just move on. Let me just go down the line and see who else is going to take the fight.
It looks like my producer's telling me that we got to stop believing the top rank ProBellum BS because top rank made Johnny Beck versus Dingham, and that's top rank in ProBellum.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They say they put out these talking points so that the fan base falls for it. The people, because they think that all boxing fans are stupid. You know what I'm saying? They put out this information out there, which is not necessarily true. You know what I'm saying? So it's just unfortunate. But look, shout out to y'all. That's my call. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll catch you guys next time.
For sure. And, you know, what has to be said, I'm pretty sure it's a Google search away, Danny, but ProBellum pushed back on the whole slander,
mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there's a few lawsuits
out.
Oh,
absolutely, there is.
So the whole Bob won't deal with ProBellum, I would love to see how true that is.
Absolutely, there's some.
Being as though ProBellum and Richard Schaefer are taking legal action. So, you know, if Bob takes a public stance that he's not working with him, he would have to give a reason, maybe, or maybe not. I mean, it is your prerogative who
yeah,
to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. But I know there has been some lawsuits placed due to comments being made.
You already got the AO Biz who said, forget tickets.
Yes.
You want this belt?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Y'all know the number to call in, 425-569-5241. If anybody wants to voice their opinion, we also have Discord and Twitter Spaces.
Yes, sir. Or it's going to be a short day because if there's no, you know.
Callers.
If there's no callers, there's no us. But I will tell you that I got Kenichi Beer to go ahead and extend that Christmas rush, 24% off. Shout out to the two community members that bought a set yesterday and saved damn near 25, because I'm telling you, 24 is 25. And that's a third off for this Christmas rush sale only. Make sure to use the code TBV to get yourself a set of Hibernation 5s. And look, you know, yeah, maybe you think it's like, oh, Ness continues to push this, but it's actually a good product. We got plenty of callers that call in using them, and they sound better than a lot of you guys on your expensive Bluetooth headsets. And we have a big trucking community, so a lot of you guys need to jump on these Kenichi Bears so that you're driving safe. King Bourne, Brandon, Cincinnati, Big Supermax, you know, fuck, SDX Renzi. You guys need to be careful on the road. So best way is hands-free with these Kenichi Bears because they work perfectly as a Bluetooth headset or a gaming headset if you want to get them once again as Christmas gifts or stocking stuffers. Okay, I see you, Beat Paulie. Beat Paulie, actually, they want you to, you know, discuss your customer service. I did notice that you bought one. He contacted me like, yo, one of your listeners cop one. He was having trouble using the code, but we took care of him. So just make sure he's good. And he showed me that it was B. Paulie in Michigan. So salute to you, champ. Do appreciate you supporting not only Cardin Chapman, but your favorite podcast, because obviously, you know, we do get a kickback, but that helps us keep the lights on, helps Danny remain employed, you know, and helps us have these beautiful studios. But we do want more callers, and there's a lot of you out there just listening. You got to have some sort of opinion on this. And if you don't, that is the problem, because the Ramirez fan base definitely has an opinion. They definitely feel that Ramirez is entitled to more. I just seen Coppinger's tweet that I need to screen share, because even he has the audacity to say that he doesn't feel it's unreasonable. But again, why should the champion, who's already been mandated a certain split, all of a sudden decide to change his split, even though the sanctioning body denied the challenger the petition? None of this makes sense. Why are we putting the onus on Regis to make the fight
happen? And not just that, but, yo, this was the same split many, many months ago, so why, during your time off, time away from the sport, why not let your manager, who wasn't getting married, why couldn't he, you feel me, try to negotiate something if indeed you guys felt it was unfair? You know what I'm saying? There was plenty of months that they could have worked on that and made something happen. You know, they chose not to.
So I just want to read this. Obviously, someone that follows Coppinger told Coppinger, damn, second time passing up a title shot. Nice job, bruh. And he says, Ramirez pushed hard for this fight and was willing to accept 40. I don't find it unreasonable that he didn't want to fight for 35. It was headed to Purse Business, Top Ranking, Pro Bellum. Don't work together or with each other. But again, that's not true. They just did a fight. So don't make sense to me. Don't make sense to me. But again, you know, he is showing that if the fight were to happen, it's Regis that has to cave because, in his opinion, 40% isn't bad. We got Majid in Ohio. What up?
Yo, yo, what's up? Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. Hey, man, I feel like with Regis, when this nigga was in the tournament, that was the biggest shot he had to get these fights. Because other than that, this is what they going to do with somebody like him, because he's a dangerous fighter. Like, I ain't even the biggest Regis fan, but I feel like a duck is a duck. And, like, this shit is obvious and blatant. And if hell want that shit, I don't want to hear after he do his little co-mate fight or whatever, oh, I want the shot now and all this bullshit. Like, niggas trying to change rules and shit, like, for a champion because they ain't the popular one, man. If we keep letting popularity run everything, this boxing going to suck. This nigga going to be running around like those other bitch-ass niggas talking about belts don't matter and all that shit. Like, so the way I look at it, he just a duck. He trying to get some money back from that marriage so he can't afford the fucking 35% split. Fuck him. Who else going to step up? Let's see if T.O. little sensitive ass do it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Majid, obviously. Looks like we got someone on our landline. Remember, you can call from your cell phone or your work phone. 1-425-569-5240. one, press one one time to voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. We're talking Regis Progray and Jose Ramirez. Fight falling apart. But next in line is Teofimo Lopez, man. So what are your thoughts on Tio and the possible fight between he and Regis? We got Adrian in Brooklyn.
Uh-oh.
What's
up? I was
getting
ready to say Wisconsin.
What up, Adrian?
How y'all doing?
All good, brother. And yourself?
Chilling at the gym right now getting some money. Yo, everybody hit the like button, man. It's fucking free. Y'all over here moonlighting and shit. Hit the like button. It's free. Anyways, good show today, fellas. I don't think Tio should take that fight just yet. Like I said on my last call, I think he needs to get his mind right first over anything. Get his mind right, fucking just start meditating or do something, you know, just fucking fight his inner demons, get his shit right, then maybe have one more fight and then take the biggest fight. Because like a previous caller said, if he takes this fight and possibly gets knocked out and lose, so it might be worse. Feel me?
Well, all right. Thank you for calling in, Adrian.
Appreciate it, champ. Easy Rollins, $5 Super Chat said, Regis is a champ and the man. Ramirez needs to take the fight or be labeled a duck.
Yeah, I mean, plus he's going to take this co-main fight. It just shows, like, you've been out the ring, you need a tune-up. Everybody ain't Earl Spence, man. That shit is okay. Super okay.
Who we got next?
That is it, man.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go ahead and have an early morning.
Damn.
And catch us on the Win Show today live at the casino.
The
from
Win
the
Casino.
Blue Wire.
The Win Casino, that is. Not just any casino.
Well, I said the Win Show.
Oh, okay. Because you said catch us at the casino. Catch us at the Win
Casino.
Because all we do is win, no matter what.
Got podcasts on my mind. I can never
get enough. And that being said, because I do got podcasts on my mind, if anybody wants to reach out, help me out, I am looking to get, a banner made, a logo made, all that good shit for my F1 channel that, we down to the last two names. We thought we had a name yesterday, and then my co-host came with a name today, and I'm kind of fucking with this one a little bit more.
Mm.
So, reach out to me, Ringwalk, Danny, Ness, GTO. We are the Boxing Boys. Don't reach out to Ness. He only likes boxing. But, yeah, reach out to me, Ringwalk, Danny. We are the Boxing Boys. Catch us 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern.
I got a caller jumping in, Louisville.
Okay.
Sluggy.
Louis,
what up?
Home run hitting.
I had to catch y'all before y'all ended the show. I ain't know y'all was about to end it early, man. But,
we need the calls. Ain't no calls. We got to go.
Yeah, I hear y'all here. Understand. I want to go step in on this real quick, man. Ramirez looking like a duck to me, man. You know what I'm saying? He had the Zepeda fight. You know, even before Regis was ordered, I think Zepeda was ordered. And, you know, a lot of people let it slide because, you know, he was supposed to be getting married. So, you know what I'm saying? So, come around, you know, we got us a champion in Progress. Now you asking for more of a split, like you just this big-time superstar in the sport. Like, this man, Regis went through he did what he had to do to become champion. And the WBC got their rules on how they do the splits on the Mandos and the champions. So, I mean, I don't understand what Ramirez got going on. I don't know if it's his team giving him this type of direction, but.
And
I just looked at it as a duck.
And you know, the way you just worded that, just reminded me of something simple, right? People was complaining about the rules that Qatar had in place for the World Cup. You know, we want to drink. We want to do this. We want to do – look, cool. I'm not saying we got to agree with it, but that's their rules. So if you choose to participate in their event, you got to abide by their rules. So I didn't feel bad for none of these dumbass Mexicans that was smuggling liquor into their country. You feel me? Or for anybody, for that matter. So it's like, look, if you don't like their rules and you don't want to abide by their rules, you ain't got to participate.
All right.
Feel me?
All right, you, man. Yeah, yeah, he tripping, man. Like I said, you need to take the fight. You know what I'm saying? You trying to be a champion again. You know what I mean? And we seen you against Zepeda. And a lot of people thought that fight was close, and we seen what ProGray just did with him. Stopped him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both got another common opponent in Josh Taylor. You know, Regis ProGray had to go over in Josh Taylor country and give that man a tough fight. You know, and some people, you know, you got some people think Regis did enough to get a draw, you know, may even squeaked it out. But with the, I think Taylor, what he did to Ramirez was more convincing, you know, knocking him down twice in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't see how Ramirez really think it deserves.
Don't let the scorecards fool you, Chen.
Oh yeah.
Let your eyes and your heart tell you what that fight was.
Yeah, that's Vegas. Though, like I said, he came to Ramirez stomping grounds, you know, in America, and then we had to do without them two knockdowns. You know, that fight probably could have went in either way. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. I bet Ramirez that fight because I have a friend who is from Scotland who happens to be, you know, he grew up with Josh Taylor. And, you know, I'm like, fuck it, bro. I'll ride with my Mexican. You riding with your brethren, right? Cool. No problem. It was no money on the line. It was a jersey bet, you know? Yo, he told me Josh was winning by four rounds. I said, bro, I told him, I said, I'm not going to let the judges rob you of what I saw. He won by at least four. So I'm going to honor my bet because that's what it was.
Right, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he won that fight convincingly. And I think a lot of the scorecards being as close as they was, you know, him being in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Ramirez out here tripping, man. If you want to be a titleist, you know, you got to agree with, you know, what the sanctioned bodies do. And that's what it was, 65-35. Let's get the fight. But, I mean, if you want to get the co-main fight, just say you want a tune-up. Just say that. But don't be acting like you just deserve this big split with the champion. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully ProGray's get another big fight. I think he is one of the top at 140. And I wouldn't mind seeing him and Taylor again. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's all I had, man.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Looks like we got General Camino on Twitter Spaces. What's up? General Camino.
Chip.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Perfect.
Perfectly clear. How are you?
Chilling, man. As far as this, you know, ProGray Ramirez situation, you know, it looked like Ramirez is definitely ducking, you know? You got married. You had a few months to handle your business. You could have had your manager, promoter, talk to people, try to get a better split, but you didn't do that. You waited to the last minute. So, you know, that looks like a clear duck. If he was fighting another Mexican dude, you know, I don't think he'd be on this type of time. But, yeah, that's definitely a duck. But I wanted to talk about Teo. I think this dude, Teo, I think he need to go spin the block with Cambosis again. There's not many times I think dudes need to get right with a loss, but I think he got that George loss on his back. And if he don't go get right with that, he going to lose again. He going to lose soon, especially if he get in the ring with a real one. So, I don't know.
Who?
Not
like
looking
who?
Good
like,
for Teo.
Like who? Who a real one? Like who?
If he get in the ring with ProGray, it's a dub. That's what, I don't think they going to hand him that either. That's going to be a tough fight. So, if he get in the ring with, like, you know, another dub, he'll be all right. But if he get a real fight, he not going to win. He need to get that George loss right off his back. He need to go clean that up.
You think now is the time because they both, well, not both, but George is coming off a loss? I mean, would you accept that from Teo to fight George off the loss?
I would. I would only take it
off
because I could see
back?
It. It looked like it's a...
Man, he lost back to back. Let that man get a tune.
Fuck it. Fuck it. It's a chink in his armor. Get him a little payday. Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but if you do that,
Teo got to get it off.
If you do that, that's Lou DiBella, who's the promoter of George, telling him, like, yo, I don't care about you. Like, you're not even worth a tune-up. Because if it was a top-ranked fighter, then I get it. They like, bro, this the last fight on your contract. But that he not even tied to top rank, so I ain't got to put you in there with Teo. I ain't got to give you three straight losses on your record, bro. That's crazy.
I'm going to be honest. If I'm T.O., I'm fighting for that one. I got to get that one off my back. There's no time. But you going to let George Bill back up?
But even on TV, like how ESPN sells him, my man lost his last two. There's no highlight reels. You need to let him get a win. You don't think?
I guess.
Like we gonna put old shit from Selby and T.O. fight? I guess that's all you do need is the T.O. knockdown highlight reel.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yo, there can't be no new comeback takeover if you still got that shit on your back. That's why T.O. don't look the same.
I mean, T.O. said that was the powers that be. That wasn't a real loss.
Bro.
Man. He playing.
Yo.
We don't got the same T.O. from Loma. That's all I'm saying.
Nah,
T.O. different.
Champ, I'm sorry for interrupting your call, but it can't be too many dumbasses, you know, like tuned in right now because, you know, like now I'm starting to get worried, right?
What?
So, Ness, when we told a individual from Top Rank, yo, why the hell y'all show Loma so much love? He don't even sell tickets. Right? That's what we told them. Loma don't sell tickets, but he bring in sponsors. He bring
allegedly.
In viewers. He bring in viewership. I mean, his viewerships, his when you bring up his viewerships have been a lot higher than Ramirez's, that's for sure. You know, but yeah, he brings in those numbers. So when people say, well, if you think that fighters is getting paid off the gate, we would have never not seen shit during the pandemic, right? So tickets is a way, but definitely not a heavy way. You know, most of that money is coming from the TV, right or wrong. It's coming from your broadcast, you know, pay-per-view, however the case may be.
See, this is where Brandon Lenz, our producer, has a point, man. That's why I want to get on that ratings committee. Ramirez has now passed on two back-to-back options at a title. Vacant, then versus the champion. He should be dropped from the top 15. He should be dropped.
Or at least from that mandatory position.
Top 15. You don't want it? Like, that's disrespectful. You don't want to fight for our belt twice. What are we having you here for then? Like, isn't the ultimate goal to fight for the belt? Like, I don't know, man. Let me get to CYP. What up?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
What's good?
Yeah, man, I'm sitting here back on Twitter space, and I'm starting to feel wanted and needed, unlike on the back call, you know, because J-Mac, he back there being so nice to people, and then Majid is such a nice guy, and then JP's he's just filthy, loves the ladies too much. Then you got Davidian always bringing up the devil. I can't deal with them dudes back there no more, man. I'm sorry, fella Stonebone, he'll never talk. He always letting people over-talk him. I can't take it. I can't take it. And then Big Nick, you know how Big Nick is. He's such a nice guy. Such a nice guy. But everybody on this Twitter space, I see your faces. You look lovely. You look so nice and sweet. I miss the innocent, Mr. CYP. I let everybody talk. I let them get their points out. Find me on Instagram or Twitter. Join me on a new platform so we can all be nice to each other. That back call, them gentlemen, don't go back there. They're evil. But listen, I want to talk about 140, right? Let's be real. 140, in my opinion, if I ran boxing, I would get rid of it. I would take 135 to the limit to be under 140. So 139 to 133-ish, that's the division. 140 plus to 147, that's the welterweight division. These dudes get to 140, the good ones either leave or they jump in and out like Tank. They never sit there and try to solidify nothing because it's always like the B-rate fighters get to hold the mantle and then they do shit like this. I'm turning down opportunities. I'm turning down this. Man, your division is not good enough to you to be causing havoc and stressing people out. Stop stressing people out at 140 because all Tank got to do is say, I'm coming there, and he takes it all over and just get down and lay down. So solidify yourself at 140 like Josh Taylor did. Solidify yourself. At least do something. That division has always been the second coming division. I think that's why people ain't calling in. We tired of y'all at 140. Which one of y'all going to stand up and say, yo, this is my division. I'm elite. I'm not going to move. I'm staying right here. I'm tired of this shit. I really don't even want to talk about that. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think Ramirez is that great of an A-plus fighter. I don't think Pro Grade is that great of an A-plus fighter. I think they're both good, really, really good B-level fighters, B-plus for Prograis. He's a little better than Ramirez, but not good enough to be making demands and crying and holding up boxing, yo. Y'all got to put on. That division has to put on. You has to. Have to. See, Rafi out.
Damn, appreciate the call.
I seen him say that earlier in the live chat, like, that he felt like Regis doesn't have an elite win. Does he have an – I mean, off top. Can't remember because he beat like Khalil Rallick or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And now he beat Cepeda for the belt.
So, let's see.
He lost to the unified champ.
And Dongo.
Oh, he was the second loss in Dongo, right?
Yeah. He was in Dongo's second loss.
If you're a Crawford fan and Dongo was elite.
And then Terry Flanagan.
I mean, that's former world champ status.
And then you're right, Kirill Rallick, you know. Then, you know, but let's not forget, bro, that fucking Josh Taylor fight, he lost by majority decision in Taylor's hometown. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like that shit was a close-ass fight. Nonetheless.
I don't know, man. I watched that shit like, you know, it's so bad. You get crucified for your opinion, bro. Mm. But you know, I understand why judging didn't go his way, because, and I'm not saying judging's supposed to be done this way, but there was a perception of Regis before that fight, right or wrong.
He was a monster. He was a killer,
bully,
Ruguru,
a bully. He would get in there and bully your ass and get you up out of there. And, you know, he met someone that would push back.
Yeah,
Josh was pushing back literally, mm-hmm. Not like metaphor. No, he was pushing his ass like, get the fuck up off me. Huh? You know what I'm saying? He fought his fight. So I don't know that it was hometown cooking or nothing. It's like my man. Was not
no,
what you thought.
I'm just saying that unlike what Josh experienced when he fought Ramirez here in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? He got his credit, and, you know, to Regis's credit, it was a close loss, you know? It was a close loss to a guy who eventually went on to become undisputed, cemented his legacy in that 140-pound division. Who next, Ness? Who we got up?
We
on
got
the phone
a few
line?
Callers over her. Let me check the.
Bro, it was on his side of the pond, Rob. All right. Fuck is wrong with this guy?
Why? What are you saying?
London isn't Scotland. Clearly, bro, it was on his side of the fucking pond. All right.
Yeah, he definitely had the majority of fans, and Regis got played in that press conference. You know. Chisora bullied him. It just wasn't good. You're right. Maybe things would have been different if it wasn't there. Kyle, what up?
Yo, people don't understand. They keep talking about how many fucking tickets this guy supposedly sells. And cool. The prices now. Y'all want to talk about what Regis sells? Cool. Cool. If the fucking WBC, hold on, champ. If the WBC was in agreement, they would have gave him his fucking split, whatever the fuck he wanted, right? Why? Because that's what the fuck they did in recent, bro, Tyson Fury just got that. What you mean 35%? Why the fuck I'm going to get this guy 35%? No, let me show you my last three purses, show you how big of a draw I really am. For real, in real life. Show you what I'm really fucking earning. Shakur Stevenson, title challenger. What you mean, Jamel Herring getting 65? What? You don't know me? I'm with Jay Prince. I get paid. Let me show you. Oh yeah, no, they ain't lying.
Jamel
ain't
has
lying.
The belt. Herring has the belt,
and that's the point.
That's the point.
That's the point.
Shakur
that if you
was supposed to receive 35% as a challenger. As a challenger, Shakur was supposed to receive 35%. The reason he received more than the 50. He made more then Jermell Herring for that fight. The reason because of that was because Shakur had been earning historically more than Jermell, and he proved that. He's like, yo, I understand this is an exception. The sanctioning body in that case was the WBO. They honored that. Same thing with Tyson Fury. What do you mean I gotta give Dillian 35%? He doesn't deserve 35. Let me show you why. Let me show you my last three purses. This is the money I bring to the table. So guess what? When Jose petitioned, right, if he was really this big fucking earner, this big ticket seller, this big fucking gate, DC would have gave them their Mexican. They would have gave him that. But they didn't. Why?
Because he's not earning.
Exactly.
Because he's not
sorry,
earning. You're
though.
Right, Danny.
I'm sorry, though.
I feel
sorry.
You, Danny.
This is your call.
I feel you,
Go ahead.
Danny. Yeah, I feel you, Danny. Because it's like the with the Fury and the Shakur situation, that's the eye of the storm. Everybody's looking at that in boxing. But with a Ramirez situation, yes, it's a specific group of fans. But he's not doing – he's lost. He's not doing that. He looked ugly. It wasn't, and now we see the back burner details of like the wedding and all that shit. Now it's just, you know, niggas caught up to him. He's trying to make it over the bridge, but niggas got the wall up. Like, nigga, we see you. We see you trying to hop over. Good show, y'all. I just got a couple questions. Do y'all think, I'm gonna get deep on this one with the T.O. shit. Do y'all think the whole T.O. situation where he was on the side of the ring and he was like, do y'all think I got it? Do y'all think that shit was made up? I think, personally, if you asking yourself that as a fighter and you at that level, you should be on your knees begging to God, crying, like in tears. And it shouldn't, and that thought ain't going to be popped up in the middle at the end of the fight. That thought is going to pop up in the press conference when you pulled out that fucking golden ticket. Why the fuck am I pulling out a Willy Wonka golden ticket? And you know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck am I doing? Like, why is all this extra shit?
So what are you saying? That it's fake?
Yeah, I'm thinking that it's fake. I think it is fake, but it's fake because it's to keep his name in the rotation. We're talking about him like it's hot soup.
Bro,
right,
he
now.
Literally
we
fed
talking.
You that. He, you're,
what?
All you ain't said nothing original. You literally took his excuse and you're running with it. You're literally saying, oh, he just gave us that so he could stay popular in the news cycle. Like, that's exactly what T.O. said. Don't you see the subliminally you're just following what he fed you?
Mm.
That's really not your own opinion. When we questioned him, he said, come on, y'all. I knew what I was doing. I knew the camera was on. I know I'm the one.
So I just ate the bait.
But
you're
turning your comments off? But you're turning your comments off. But you the one.
I mean.
I don't know.
I mean.
It can't be that hard, yo.
Man.
Yeah, like, it can't be that hard to, like, see. Like, it's right in front of you. That shit was not fake. Let me tell you this. Me more than anybody in this world would love that to be fake because that means they finally following in the blueprint of fucking WWF. But never. You know that's not true. You know that's not what boxing do. We don't never set up the next fight. Rarely. Rarely is fucking Vladimir Klitschko waiting outside the ring for AJ and
Gennady,
then gets in.
Gennady Golovkin waiting after the top. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, that rarely happens in this sport.
Yo,
you know what happens? What's my man that just got ejected? Oh, Nonito. That's what happens. Oh, yeah, I want to fight that dude. He just beat, I want to fight Chocolatito. Let me get in the ring. Get the fuck out the ring. Security, escort him out. Push his girlfriend, his wife. Knee check his wife. Hit her behind the knee. Like, that's what really happens. So let's not act like we live in a perfect boxing world. That's not true, man. They out here capping, man. But it is what it is.
Next
y'all
question.
Can fall for where
Next
y'all
question.
Want.
What the fuck is going on with Josh Taylor? Is he getting ready for another...
Josh, we got to give Josh a pass for however long it takes for him to fight Catterall because that's exactly what the – no, Catterall. He's going to fight Catterall again. And I'm saying we got to give him a pass because that's
Josh
exactly –
Taylor a pass because
– I'm trying to
give him a pass because
he's trying to fight – He's trying to fight the person that people thought he lost to. So he's trying to right the wrong. He's not Tio not fighting Kambosos and blaming DAZN and blaming the powers that be. And it's not what he's doing. He's not Abner Morris who lost to Johnny Gonzalez by knockout and never rematched. Like, that's not what he's doing. He's showing you that he's a man of morals. You got to let me finish.
Bro, that's not even his fault, though. It's not his fault.
He's literally dropping belts. He's dropped belts just to fight this guy.
No, they're taking belts from him. They took them shit from him.
Bro, he's dropping them. He's dropping them because his mind is set on fighting one dude. He wouldn't lose those belts if he say, fuck it. Fuck what the people think. Fuck if they think it's a tight fight. Fuck if they think I lost. Let me defend my belt. No, he's dropping. He's showing you he's a man of morals. Let that man live.
So he's dropping the belts to prove that he can go back into the Cottrell fight instead of holding on to his belt and saying, come get these shits. Like, if you think you bought me, beat me first time, come get them shits again.
How is he going to get to fight Cottrell if he got mandatories in the WBA and the IBF? He had to relinquish the belts to do what was right.
In the fight.
I answered you, though.
Thank you. You did this. I appreciate you. I love TV.
And the fight being delayed ain't really on Josh. Josh,
you done drank my water too,
bro. This been mine. This shit was here when I got here. You never got your water.
I got me one, but you got me for mine.
Fuck out of here.
You did.
But you know, the network, the TV network, chose to push the fight back as they already had an event going for that day. So yeah,
we got Jay Hardcore Boxing News. What up?
Hey, what's up there, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up, champ?
Man, I just keep it life simple, man. That's all. Just enjoy it each day. I'm listening to the podcast. Enjoyed everything that's been said. All right, man. Jose Ramirez, man, he just got me screwed up. I don't understand why this cat ain't taking this fight. You know, he actually needs it. Now, it's about money, right? Am I correct?
Correct. It's over the split.
Okay. The whole thing in a nutshell with that is you have a chance to be champion of the world. So sometimes you got to bite the bullet and just go ahead and do your thing. I feel, though, he's not confident enough to believe that he can win this fight. So he won all the money he can possible to cash out. That's the only other reason why I think he would, because if you really thought you could beat this guy and become world champion and get the green belt, come on, man, that's the most desirable belt out there. After that, you can make your own decisions. You can do whatever you want. You champion of the world. So for him not to take that split, which I feel though was fair, because what has he done lately? It just don't make no sense unless you're just not confident of winning this fight. So now they say he's going to fight Kobe. How much you going to get for that?
1.5, he said.
He said that's his minimum, 1.5. We'll see if Top Rank gives him that.
No belt.
You
get that belt, then you can you get that belt, you can ask for much more. You the champ. Come on, man. This only makes sense to me whatsoever. But that's boxing down. So, you know, that's how they get down these days, man. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I got, fellas. Jay Hardcore.
Appreciate it, champ.
And one more thing.
I got you.
Please smash that like button. Share the show. And don't shoplift. You listening to the show? And all you got to do is smack the like button for free? Come on, man. We can do better than this. Let's make it happen.
Yes,
I'm out of here.
Appreciate you, champ.
Word. Definitely. Looks like we got Easy Rollins calling in on the landline. You could call 214-259-5241. Easy, what up?
Yo, what's up, my man, Ness? Danny, how you doing? I'm calling you from the Dominican Republic again. I'm actually here with my doctor. That's how much I love y'all shows.
Damn. Shout
what
out
up,
to
Doc?
You, man.
Yeah.
You living life out in
what
the
up,
DR.
What up,
Doc? How you doing?
He's how you doing? Okay, no, my back hurt.
He's trying to...
My back hurt.
He's at his back hurt.
La espalda me duele. What up, Chan? Talk to us.
Yo, listen. Y'all got a lot of power and influence in boxing. We just need to call this what it is. Regis Prograis scares the hell out of Ramirez. Why not take the fight? And don't tell me money. Take the fight. The loss that Regis got on his record was a fucking great fight. Go back and look at that fight. It could have been a draw. I had Taylor winning by one, and he was in his hometown. That was a great fight. He didn't lose that straight out like Teofimo did to Cambosas, who nobody knows about. And Josh Taylor's undefeated. So y'all need to put more pressure on Ramirez to stand up and be a man. Is he a boxer or is he going to play around?
Is he a boxer? Is he going to play around? Shit, man. He fighting. It's just, I guess, certain fights.
Certain fighters that you don't want to take?
Yeah.
What do you call that? What do you call that?
And call, being strategic.
Oh, come on, my man. Ramirez is Mexican. Okay, I forgot. Ramirez is Mexican. He's supposed to stand up and fight. Camacho wouldn't do that.
Was Camacho
Puerto Rican?
And you must not have been listening to the show if you think I just take the Mexican take, but since you went there.
No, I know you don't. But what I'm saying is, that's even more reason for him to take the fight. He needs to
fight
somebody.
I'm just saying, look.
Come on, man. Take the fight.
Chim, look, I ain't riding it, because to me it's shit. Move on to the next. The rules is right there. You wanted more than that 35. You had all that money. Your manager could have been trying to cook something for you. Like I said, I stated, if you was that draw that you claimed to be, and I've given examples of, bro, the fucking sanctioning body would have gave you that split you was asking for. Nonetheless, for me, it's just move on to the next, I ain't tripping on that fight.
Word.
But I do understand, look, I do understand, being strategic, bro, look, if I'm
Come
a manager,
on, man.
And
but
I know...
You giving him excuses, Danny. No, Danny, you
bro,
giving him excuses. Yo, Ness, listen, what you said
it's
was also correct. Why don't the
you
sanction the body take this and
look,
take him off the top?
Look, yeah.
Say what?
Why don't the sanction the body handle this? That's what they feel here for. Take him out of the rankings.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect world, man. That's a perfect world, But listen, I got to get to some other callers. Easy. Appreciate you, brother.
And fuck all that, man. It's a business. I ain't saying I agree with this shit, but you ain't pay for that wedding. So if it's like shit, damn, we got this fight. Damn.
Yeah, but he ain't going to get paid if he don't take this fight.
Nah, look, though, but think about it, though. You get to fight for another winning payday, though. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, this is a tough-ass fight. A lot tougher on paper than fucking Colmay. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, I get to get a Colmay check and then possibly a title shot. You know what I'm saying? Versus getting a title shot, losing, and then, shit, that Colmay check may not be the same or whoever they get next to,
You're right. Ron Boy Fresh, you keep jumping in and out, so I'm going to go ahead and get to the next one. Looking like Alex. What up? Yeah. Unmute, Alex.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hey, shout out from Dallas. Just watching you guys' show. Enjoy it. What I wanted to talk to you guys about was Ramirez. I'm a big Ramirez fan, but I think not necessarily him, but his manager is capping, because I was hearing the live yesterday, and he said that he hasn't made over $1 million since 2018, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he was saying that his minimum is 1.5. So, I mean, that to me doesn't make sense. But, I think his manager doesn't want to put him in with Regis yet. So
So I do think he's going to take the tune-up fight, I guess, against Covey or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I just feel like he should say publicly, I feel like I've been out of the ring. I just got married. I want a tune-up fight, and then I want to go for a belt. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think that his manager or him don't want to put him in with Regis yet. Because Regis is, like, off his last performance versus Cepeda, I think he could be anybody right now, possibly anybody against what's his name, the champion that beat him last time.
Josh Taylor?
Josh. Yeah, I think he does have trouble against Josh, but, I mean, now he has his confidence back, so I do want to see that fight again, possibly.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
It's tough, man. And then we ain't seen Josh in the ring since February. So
exactly, yeah.
He's been out for a minute, too, and it looks like he ain't going to get back in it until, like, March. So, you know, one fight in 2021, one fight in 2022, one fight in 2020. It's tough, man.
So how do you guys see it play out? Because let's say Josh fights Catterall, and the champion of that, man, I imagine, would fight somebody against Regis.
Man, I'd imagine the guy in line would take the fight at the title, but you never fucking know. Look at poor Shakur Stevenson. The WBC had to create rankings from 16 to fucking 30 so he could try to find an opponent for his next fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. That was just what I was calling him. Shout out to you guys. So.
Shout out, champ. We appreciate it. Shout out to Dallas in the building. Shout out to DGs. If you know, you know. Who next?
Where I see you too. What's that? A C7? Yeah, that's a C7. Shout out. Let's see who next.
Who we got? And if you are tuned in right now, make sure to smash that like button. Make sure you are subscribed. And make sure you are following The Boxing Voice on all forms of social media and wherever podcasts can be found.
C-Dub, what up?
Yo.
Hold up.
Straight.
That's what's up, man. Shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free. I'm not sure, man. It's easy, man. I don't know. You got haters for real, man. I mean, they just want to listen and soak up the game and put out tires and steal. Oh, I don't know. I just don't understand why you can't get the likes up. Maybe you should do like Blue Blood, man. I'm not going to continue the show until I get 500 likes. I'm not gonna say another word until we get the likes up. Glad you don't. We appreciate you, Ness. Keeping the show going, man. They're going to get with it or get lost. Yo, let's get to it, man. This proves that Riguru is a boogeyman out here if it's not Taylor. Man. You know, some people say he beat Taylor. But Regis been chasing Ramirez. I don't know. I kind of been in and out on the show. Don't know if this is redundant, but I don't know. He been chasing Ramirez. But now let's say it all together. The rabbit got the gun. Now you got to take the split that Regis gives. Now, and not what you deem respectable, because you don't got the gun no more, Ramirez. Regis is the champ. Had the gun when you were the double champ. You had that, but you don't got that no more. So what Ness is right. Let's just move on. Teofimo, what's up? You up, champ? You know what you gonna do? You gonna barbecue or you gonna mildew? You gonna shoot or dribble,
bro? And the truth is, they gotta move fast, cause like Barbosa already fighting a meaningless fight. Cause if Tio don't want it, Sandor lost, Barbosa next. I mean, you know, you got Gary, but that's across. You know, that's like if he don't want if they saying the Alberto Puello fight ain't happening, they really ain't taking that Regis fight. Regis experience.
Looking like AB on BLK. Looking like I'm trying to tell you. And speaking of Teofimo, 135 moving up. I know Regis can't wait, and I can't wait either for the other 135 was to move up. Yeah, I'm talking about Devin. That's who I'm talking about. I got Riguru. Devin better stay at 135.
You got Riguru over Devin?
Yeah, I got Regis.
Oh, wow.
I got Regis.
People deem, I mean, people sleep on Riggeroo, man. You know, people I deem hardcores were very excited about his footwork in the last fight.
Why you like, got Regis, champ?
Uh-oh, you triggered Dev. You triggered Danny, Dev.
Oh, yeah.
Dev and Danny.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
No,
you,
I'm just,
you know,
I'm genuinely curious. Why,
I understand.
Why you got Regis?
Because he a bully. Ain't he a southpaw, too? Dev got touched up by, not touched up, but he did get, he got touched by Joseph. Like, he touched him.
Mm-hmm.
He touched him.
Mm-hmm. And we know Regis hit harder than
Joseph. He touched him
don't.
Up. But he,
and we
landed
we know Regis
club.
Hit harder than JoJo, don't it? We know that, don't it? Danny?
Danny,
know
you know
that?
I think that's a fair
assessment.
I think it's fair to say that.
Okay. Okay. And I'm not. The young man Devin did unbelievable things. He did a legendary, undisputed. It's just he cuts so much weight. He don't look good when he get hit to me sometimes. So I don't know if it's the chin because of the resist, because of the weight. You know, you draining all your water weight. I think when he move up, he may be a monster. And it may not look like that, but I got to see. But until then, I got to go with the guy that could crack, which is Regis. There's a 140-pounder that could be at 147.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, A.B. Regis looking like if everybody barbecue a meal, I mean, they're just going to sit on the pot. Man, A.B. may step in there, man, and get that fight. That's what's up, man. Shout out
to A.B. definitely going to get it because – again, going down the line, these dudes is busy. If for whatever reason Bob doesn't give T.O. the fight, I don't know that Sandor can get it off a loss. And then Gary, he ain't taking that. Not because he ain't, but like, you know, the Alberto Puello situation just got mandated with the WBA, and Jake Donovan is reporting that Gary Russell and Puello won't be fighting. Brian is number 7, and he's busy with Tank. So Arnold Barboza is there, and he's busy now with Pedraza.
You got to call it, man.
Sergey Lipinets is there, and I think he also even got a fight coming up, don't he? I swore I seen him say announce something. Let me see.
Everybody busy. But I'm going to end with this, Danny. You know, dang, I don't know what to end on this, but UFC, Who footwork is similar to him at 135? Got the skip hitch with the jab step with the what they call the feint with the hop skip. You don't know who I'm talking about?
Nah.
Do you? Well, you ain't no hardcore. I thought you was. Don't worry about it, man.
Nah, I don't know why you thought that.
Cruz, the dude that fought.
You talking about Dominick Cruz?
Cruz. Dominick Cruz. There you go. So, but that's it, man. Shout out TVV. Smash that like button.
All right. Ron Boy Fresh. What up?
Yo, what's good, Slim?
What up?
Shit, man. Y'all stop saying Regis is a motherfucking boogeyman. He's just a boogeyman of Ramirez. Oh, stop that. Haney beats Regis, man. Easy work for Haney. Hate to tell y'all, easy work. Ramirez got a lot of shit going on with him. I don't believe the whole part. My man said that Ramirez only haven't made over a meal in a while. That's bullshit. And we got to understand, Ramirez was really sought after. A lot of motherfuckers was trying to make a Ramirez fight.
Yeah, but
he had
a
lot of
options. Ron, but you saying something Ramirez said out his mouth yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't believe. I hear you, but I don't. That don't make sense. I mean, and like my man said, I hear what he said. I don't believe that shit. I just think I don't understand that. That don't make sense. But if he said,
Ron, come on, man, you a human being. Why would you lie?
I don't know.
About what you've been making since 2018. And the first human reaction is to. But the first human reaction is to lie and say more, not less.
Is it? But see, I got you. But is it that he haven't collect? Is the difference between what you bring home and what you actually made on paper? You dig what I'm telling you? So is he saying he didn't bring home a meal, or did he say he didn't make it? A net and gross is two different things. That's what I'm getting at. You dig what I'm saying? So we don't know exactly what he said.
Do it matter? Do it matter if he didn't bring it? Listen, if he didn't make a meal, but you, he answered you. He answered you. He's telling you it's obviously the net, not the gross.
All right, well, he's saying that. Well, the sad part is him saying that is I know exactly the reason why he's not taking the pro grade fight. It don't make financial sense for him
to
take
the pro
grade fight.
But how is that okay? Why we make that okay for some people, then other people is not okay?
I told you. The only motherfucker that's a duck is Ramirez. I just sat there and told you. Regis is not a boogeyman. He's just a boogeyman to Ramirez. It's not okay. It's not okay. But at the end of the day, he's making a financial decision. He's making a financial move. Fuck him. Move on.
And I
disagree. Yeah, fuck him. You know me. I'm first to tell a motherfucker to fuck him. And think about this. He still has the pay the problems. He shouldn't even be in the ring with motherfucking Regis anyway. If I'm moving Ramirez, I'd be like, nah, you can't fuck with Regis. First of all, you has the pay the problems, and you got your ass beat by Josh. Why is we fighting this fight? That ain't good business. So fuck Ramirez. We knew he wasn't going to take the fight anyway. They've been chasing his ass 7 years, man. You dig? So fuck that. Let him go ahead, fight Comey for 1.5, and then he say he never made a million. Let him do what he going to do. Fuck him. But as I disagree with you on one other thing, Mo, Gurry is taking that fight because from my understanding a while back, Gurry was going the WBC route. So don't be surprised if you see Gurry taking that pro grade fight.
I don't know.
What I'm telling you.
That's a lot of experience him. You know, Postal never been a champ that even defended a belt.
I hear you. And what I'm telling you is it was from my understanding a while back that Gurry is going the WBC route. It didn't matter who had the belt. It didn't matter who had the belts, Gurry getting that shit. And he going to get it. And he going to beat the shit out of Regis, bro. I'm telling you, it's different, man. Regis is cool, though.
He ain't beat the shit out of Ramses Bartholomew, bruh. He ain't beat the shit out of Ramses Bartholomew, who's way smaller.
I hear you, but Gurry got this. And the only boogeyman at 140, and you know I love the 140 division, is Sabril Matias, my motherfucking ace. I take Sabril beating the shit out of everybody, and I put that on everything until Devin gets.
Let's see how he do in this next fight he got, because he's been out the ring for a while.
Yeah, I know, and it's the reason he out the ring. The motherfuckers ain't stupid. They ain't trying to run up on that Puerto Rican.
Nah, the truth is he been out the ring because he been playing a political game. He wanted that belt.
Yeah, that's him. And then, you know, hopefully, you know, he sit line up for my man, Sabril, man. I'm a huge Sabril Matias fan. I fuck with Sabril hard. But I love the 140 division. But fuck Ramirez. Y'all motherfuckers get off that Ramirez pro-grade shit. That shit don't even make sense. If you handle Ramirez, why would you even put him in the ring with program? Think about it. But I'm out, Mo. That's all I got.
I know that's why his manager talking like that.
Exactly. What fight have you seen where he can fuck with program? None. He had Zepeda problem. He didn't even beat Jose Zepeda for real. And then you already seen what Josh did to him. So why would I put you in a ring when you had problems with the motherfucker that we can go either which way when he fought. Well, I thought Josh sort of, I thought Josh beat Regis convincingly, but it was way more competitive than that Jose fight, you dig? So, you know, it is what it is, but that's all I got, Slim.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, man, Gary Antoine Russell got to get a little bit more clout. Like, you still Google his name and his brother come up, like,
yeah. I mean, it's hard too when your dad name you and all your brothers the same name, different middle names. But
I mean, it ain't hard for Gary Russell.
I mean, he was the first one
made a mark.
Who we got next?
Gonna have to top that. That looks like everyone. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. I do have a call on Blog Talk, but you haven't pressed one. I'm assuming you're just listening. Catch us on the next one, 12 o'clock today from the Wynn Casino, 3 o'clock Eastern. We do have a poll we never talked about. It's got almost 600 votes. Regis, pro grade versus Jose Ramirez. Ramirez turns down the fight. Four options. Yes, do the 45-45. 10% each, 10% for the winner. 24% of the people didn't mind that, which is crazy. Regis is the champ. Ramirez is tripping. 45% voted on that. Forget Ramirez. Negotiate with Tio. 23% voted on that. So that's 68% in favor of no Ramirez in the fight. And then Regis ends up fighting a nobody. 8%. So I guess that's where we'll close it off on. What do you think happens?
Regis Tio 2023.
I'm gonna ride with you and go with optimism. Don't forget to smash the thumbs up. Future, present, past is going to help with the visibility. It's going to help with us getting those subscribers. We're trying to get to our next goal
of 161,000 subscribers.
We're getting close. I'm refreshing the Super Chats before I check what number subscriptions we're on, but it would help if you get enough subscribe right now. Get to this chat from cable TV. If Tank was still with Mayweather Promotions, they would have made him fight Regis for that belt at 140. I don't know how that makes sense when Regis ain't even with PBC or Mayweather. But that being said, let me get that subscriber count so we can tell you how many more people you got to tell so we can get to the next goal. So we need about another 450 people to get us to that next goal.
Smash.
We had
160,000. Tell a friend.
552, so that ain't bad. Tell a friend to subscribe. Catch us on the next one.
12 p.m. live from the win.
You can also nominate for the TBV Awards. We will be giving out awards to certain callers, you know, certain fighters, certain trainers. We do that every year. So if you want to vote on who deserves what, head on over to patreon.com/
The Boxing Voice.
The Boxing Voice. It is not on YouTube members. It is on Patreon. And that's actually, you know what? YouTube members actually did do a polling system now with image polls and things like that. So we probably can do it over there, too. That being said, we got TBV Guest of the Year for 2022. Who do you guys think was our best guest? You know, Patreon question interview of the year. So, like, what questions did we choose from one of you listeners? And, what you know, was it the best of that year? We got TBV Rookie of the Year. We got TBV Caller of the Year. We have Fighter of the Year. For me, I'm going to nominate Christian Tapia. These are your nominations, not votes, right? I think you nominate, then we'll tally up the votes. I mean, then we'll make a voting system. We got Promotional Company of the Year. Upset of the Year. Knockout of the Year. Robbery of the Year. Prospect of the Year. Fight of the Year. Plus, we got Young Stanny, a.k.a. Emancia Stanonius, coming on the show today at 12:30, welterweight division. He's in that purse bid with Virgil Ortiz. They've won, so we'll have some questions for him. And you can ask him a question personally by heading over to Patreon and dropping him one, and we'll ask him that with your name. Yeah, that looks to be about it. Catch us on the next one. That's GTO. Oh, actually, we got a caller last minute. You guys love coming in last minute. Who is that in Texas? That's San Antonio. Is it James Valdez? No. Looks like a new caller. All right. San Antonio, new caller. Who's this?
This is Jazz from San Antonio. How y'all doing at the Boxing Voice?
We're doing good. You said Jazz?
Yes, J-A-S.
All right. Talk to us, brother.
The Boxing Voice, I think it's a culture thing, man. Everything got messed up when they start allowing people to leave their mandatories if it wasn't for a unification fight and justifying it, letting it be okay. Boxing Voice is fixing this by at least bringing it to the forefront so we can have a conversation. If there's a mandatory in place, mandatories need to be made. That's what makes boxing. Things are getting out of order. We don't even know who's coming up. When a person can say that Bruce Ennis is not a contender or he's not a top fighter, because a guy can't get a mandatory and he can't get a name on his resume. I'm tired of people saying, well, what his resume look like. He can't get a chance to get a resume if people don't do their mandatories. Mandatories have to be made so we can see who's in boxing. That's all I have to say.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Looks like we did get to everyone, and we didn't leave anyone behind. Ness GTO.
Greenberg Danny, the boxing voice. Make sure to tune in 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, live from the Blue Wire Studio.
And you can call in 1-425-569. Same number. Join us on that topic as we're going to be talking Canelo Alvarez receiving a statue. C-Dub, I want to see you there. You talk about Wilder's statue all the fucking time. Canelo received the statue, and he's kind of made an announcement that he's looking forward to returning versus John Ryder in May. Shout out to Kenichi Bear Chat. You already know. We rock out. That's GTO. We out.
That's some breaking shit.